Welcome, you beautiful divine beings. I am Rip Rich, and I want to welcome you to Rich Camp Live Creative Radio Show. Today, Rich Camp brings you some good news you can use. Some good news to light your fuse, to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have, right here and right now. What is it that you wish to be, to do, and to have? Reverend Rich boldly declare that you can be it, you can do it, and you can have it. Right here and right now, I believe you can. Do you believe? I believe, if you believe, you shall receive, but if you doubt, you'll do without. Welcome to my first call. Karen.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Karen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me well?
I can.
Oh, good, good. I can hear you well now. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Great. And how may I help you this evening, this beautiful day?
I thought I was just calling in for a radio show.
Okay. Is this your first time listening?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you. And you're calling from Boston?
No, Lenox, Mass.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And we welcome you. I am here to share with the world, the audience that's listening all over the world, this good news of the miracle money manifestation and how we can have it demonstrated in and through our experience right here and right now. If you need some money, honey, then you are listening to the right man at the right time with the good news that you can use to be what you want to be, to do what you want to do, and to have what you want to have. So we say, if you believe in the God who believes in you, if you believe in the God in you, listen, the God in you believes in you. It matters not your face. It matters not your race. It matters not your taste. And it matters not your state or your place in life. You need money, honey. It matters not whether you are crooked, straight, gay, bi, tri, or anything you can decide. You need money, honey. It matters not whether you are religious, irreligious, non-religious, atheist, agnostic, new thought, metaphysical, Pentecostal, fundamental, or completely mental. You need money, honey. And today I am presenting ancient wisdom principle for positive thinking for the progressive minded and the spiritual conscious individuals. And I want to welcome and thank you for tuning into Rich Camp Live Creative Radio Show. It doesn't matter. It does not matter your race or your face or your place. It matters not if you are royalty, a Kennedy, an aristocrat, or a Democrat. A commoner, high class, middle class, low class, no class. It does not matter, my friend, you sooner or later, you're gonna need some money. Experience have taught me that, let me put it out there, 90%, I would say, maybe 95% of all of our problems, so-called problems, all of our issues, divorces, is due to money. Money. And yet so many people are afraid to talk about money. You have a money problem. If you are not able to do what you really want to do and go where you really want to go and have what you really want to have and buy what you really want to buy, then you need this message. Because the message is that there is miracle money manifestation waiting for you. And we're going to get into that, because that is so wonderful to know, because faith comes by hearing. By hearing. You may have heard this before, but you've got to keep hearing it. I want to awaken your consciousness. I want to reawaken your faith to believe that you can receive. And as I say all the time to folks, if you believe, you shall receive. But if you doubt, you will do without. You'll go without. I love what the Master, Jesus, the Christ, revealed in his mission statement. The very first mission statement, very first recorded statement that we have when we read in the Gospels of Luke, it says, this mission statement was made clear where the Master Jesus declared, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's the first thing he said his mission was, is to preach the gospel, the good spell, the God spell to the poor. Because the poor are living in some poor poverty spell. They're living and experiencing lack spell. And they need the God spell, the good spell. And that's what I'm here to do. And so let me continue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now listen, many of you well-meaning but misguided Christian folks and religious leaders, you take pleasure in dissing and in knocking and in criticizing and in condemning ministers like Reverend Rich for believing and for preaching and for teaching the gospel to the poor. Yet you stand in your pulpit and you beg for money. Well, the poor, if everyone in your congregation is busted, broke, busted, and can't be trusted, how in the heaven can they give to you and your little kingdom, your so-called denomination? Now, what's the gospel to the poor? Good question. I'm so glad you asked. You're an intelligent person. The gospel to the poor is, darling, you don't have to be poor no more. You can rise out of that poverty state, out of that poverty consciousness, out of that poverty experience. You don't have to stay broke. You don't have to stay living on welfare, living on handouts, okay? The good news to the poor is that prosperity, money, and all good is your divine right. is your divine inheritance and is your divine entitlement. Reverend Rich, say that again. You betcha I will. The gospel, the good news, the God spell. Everyone is under some kind of spell, you know. And I want to get you under the good spell, under the God spell. The good news to the poor is this. Prosperity and money and all good is not just for those folks over there on the other side of the tracks. It's for you too, baby. It's for me. It's for you. The good spell, the gospel to the poor. I've got to emphasize this, people, because so many of us have been conditioned to remain in poverty, believing that poverty is next to godliness. Well, baby, you can keep all of my poverty. I don't need it to be godly. So the Master Jesus says, I am come to preach the gospel to the poor. And the gospel to the poor is that prosperity, money, and all good is your divine right. It's your divine right. Say that out loud wherever you are. Voice that. Prosperity is my divine right. You gotta take authority and claim it and believe it and make it yours. Because if you don't, the world and all the religious folks will keep it away from you and make you think it's for someone else, somewhere else. No, it's yours, baby. Say it's mine. Prosperity is mine. Money is mine. Good health is mine. Good things are mine. And that is what the prosperity message is. It's your divine right. It's your divine inheritance. And it's your divine entitlement. It is the good news that our gracious God, the good, wants above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's a wonderful little scripture in the New Testament from John, the apostle. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. God wants you to prosper, baby. God wants you to have money, honey. God wants you to be good, darling. God wants you to rise up, sir, and be and experience all the wonderful things that is rightfully and divinely yours. So the purpose of this teaching is to enlighten you today, is to empower you today and empower you to experience and to express and to enjoy all of the good that you wish to be, to do, and to have. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't that good news? You do want it, don't you? You deserve it, you know. Yes, you do. You are worthy of it. And through this positive prosperity presentation today, you will receive revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge will flow, inspiring your spirit, renewing and enlightening your mind, and empowering your will to discover and recover your true spiritual divinity identity. Oh, that's so good. That is some good stuff, Rich. Thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, I've got to say it again. Today's message is designed to inspire you and to renew and enlighten your mind, to empower you and your will, so you can discover and recover your true spiritual divinity identity. Armed with this truth, listen, when you've got this, when you become aware of this truth, you will be free from and free of all so-called lack, want, and limitation. Beloved, this is your moment. This is your hour. And there is power. for your hour. Power to break the power of lack. Power to break the back of lack, to get lack off your back. Are you there? Call me if you want to talk about this. I'd love to talk to you. 888-627-6008. We can talk live on this radio. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. The healing of the brokenhearted, the recovering of the sight to the blind, the setting at liberty of them that are bruised, was all a result, all results of being poor, of being and experiencing and living in poverty. When you are poor, you're brokenhearted. When you are poor, you are imprisoned. When you are poor, your vision is impaired because you can't afford to buy, get good eye treatment. When you are poor, you are bruised, you are broke, you are busted, and you are truly disgusted. Another one of the Master Jesus the Christ mission statement tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Notice carefully, it did not say who, but that which was lost. What was it that was lost? Humankind's divinity identity was lost. Our original state of divine oneness and our divine sonship, our divine dignity and dominion, our true spiritual divinity identity, our true divine power and possibilities and potential, all of that was lost. When we return, and when we recognize, and when we realize, when the mind is renewed and the truth of our spiritual divinity identity, then we can begin to, and indeed we shall experience and express and enjoy all the good we wish to be, to do, and to have right here and right now. Here's another one of those mission statements I like by the Master Jesus the Christ. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Boy, that's some good news there. Let me repeat this again. I am come that they may have life, that they might have life, that they may might have life, might. Look, listen, that's a powerful word. The word might is used twice in this statement. This double usage is divinely designed to emphasize and to re-emphasize the truth that not everyone is willing, oh boy, not everyone wants or desires to have abundance. Some people love their poverty, and they don't want no one telling them otherwise. They want to stay in that state of not enough. The word might indicates that you have a choice. Throughout my travel, I have personally encountered many well-meaning but misguided religious folks who told me sincerely that they do not want to be rich or prosperous or have abundance because they felt, they would say, it would cause me to backslide, or that I don't think I would love the Lord. Oh my God, such ignorance. I must confess, I do not understand such illogic. It's not logic, it's illogic or reasoning. Because listen, I've been poor. I've been broke. I was so broke one time in my life that I was homeless, living out of a town car. Thank God it was big enough. I could go in the back seat at night in the cold in Georgia and pull a cover over me and go to sleep. I know what it is to be poor. I've been broke. I've been busted. I've been disgusted. I've been without. I've had abundance of money. I've been down. I've been up. I've been up and down. Let me tell you right here now. Believe me when I say this, that being up is much better than being down. Being up, having much, it is so fabulous, so marvelous, so wonderful. So don't tell me about being poor is this or that. Well, again, if that's your experience, that's yours. Anyhow, but you got to me too late. I know better. Do you know how much you can love the Lord when all of your bills are paid in advance? Did you get that? Yes. Do you know how much you can love the Lord having all your bills paid in advance, your vacation paid full in advance? You don't have to struggle and fret and sweat on your vacation. You can enjoy it. And you don't have to come back to a huge bill and get depressed. Get your mind right. Oh boy, look at this word abundance. That word abundance. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Everyone shout abundance. I want you to shout abundance. Abundance is not enough. Did you get that? The word abundance does not mean enough. It does not mean just enough. Abundance is not barely enough. Abundance is more than enough. Oh boy. Let me show a definition here. Give, and it shall be given unto you. The Master Jesus the Christ tells us. He defines abundance when he said this. Give, and it shall be given unto us. Given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over. That's abundance, baby. I love it. Because we've been taught for so long that Jesus was poor. They're lying on the Master. The Master Jesus was all about abundance. He was not poor. Anyone that can turn water into wine is not poor. Anyone that can tell his servant, his disciple, go to the fish and go catch a fish and open its mouth and find money is not poor. Why would the soldiers at his cross gamble for his tunic, his robe? Because it was a very expensive piece of material that he wore. No. So I'm get this consciousness out of you. Get this idea out of you. Get it away from you. Get it out of your very being. I am come that you may have it and have it. The question is, do you want it? And how do you get it? Now follow. Follow along with me, because we're going to get into some wonderful experiences here. Because this truth, this is the truth that you will set you free. No, correct that. This is the truth that will make you free. Yes, you do want to be free, don't you? Free from financial obligation. Free from fretting and sweating. Okay, so let's get into this someday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Reverend Rich, and I am anointed, and I've been divinely authorized to tell humanity, to tell you how to get all the money you need to pay your bills and to be a wonderful help to others, to lift others up, to meet others not just your need, when you have so much that you can meet the needs of others. Isn't that a good idea? The truth of all of this, every man, every woman wants in his right mind, that's in their right mind, want to help someone. I believe you do. And the best way to help the poor, is to not be one of them. Oh, boy. Caught you there, didn't I? Boy. I want you to call me if you wish. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. The truth is, the truth of every woman and of every man you want to be a blessing. You want to be, but you cannot be until you are. Did you get that? You cannot be a blessing. You cannot be a giver if you have nothing to give. And this teaching is designed not to get money from you. It's designed to get money to you. To you. So that you can do what you really want to do. You right now, you've got some projects you'd like to. You've got some dreams. And the biggest thing that is hindering you is the money factor. You don't have the money to accomplish, to fulfill those things that you wish to be. And so my idea, my thought, my role here today is to help expand your divinity, identity, consciousness, and liberate you so that you can begin to receive. Because, you know, there is no lack with money. I hope you know that by now. There is no lack. The only lack there is what you believe there that it is. If you believe that there's a lack, then you will experience lack. But you've got to get away from the whole mindset of thinking that there is some lack. There is no lack of anything. There's no lack of any good. Everything you need has already been provided. You're not going to get it. When you live in a spiritual realm, there's only now. When you live in material, physical realm, and you're living in the past tense and future tense and all that stuff. But if you live in, God is in the now. We're dealing with a nowness of God. God is in the now. And everything you, all of your prayers have already been answered already. I believe it. You believe that. But you and I, we are waiting, as they say, we are waiting for its manifestation. And the thing about this expanded consciousness is to realize all my prayers have already been answered. I'm already manifesting the good that I wish to be, to do, and to have. It's already here. I'm not getting it. It's here. It's just, oh boy, listen to this. Listen to this thing. Many of us are not ready to receive it. Many of us are not ready to receive the abundance of prosperity that we say we want, that we desire, because we have still got a lot of poverty stuff that's got to get out of our consciousness, to get out of our mind. When the enlightened mind recognizes and realizes this reality, that you are a spiritual divine being, you are having a human experience, then and only then you can begin to see the expression and manifestation and demonstration of your good. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest of all realities is the reality of the consciousness of God within. Yes. Not a God out there somewhere in the ether, in the heavens. That's religion. Religion has taught us to look up in the sky for some God. I mean, all the time, even in the Christian Bible, it tells us God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are the habitation of God. All throughout, it tells us that the power to win is within. But we're looking outside all the time. We're looking outside of you, ourselves. We're looking outside of ourselves. Nothing comes to you from the outside of you. Your prosperity is not coming from the outside. Your good health and healing is not coming from the outside. It's when you get connected with the divine, the divinity that you are, the spirit, the oneness in spirit. That's the beautiful thing about the Master Jesus the Christ. He always said, I and my Father are one. He was never out of line with the divine. And you must bring your mind in line with the divine. And then you'll see all will be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest reality of the individual mind is the reality which was expressed from the lips of the Master Jesus to Christ. I and my Father are one. Now, misinformed theologians and preachers have regulated and have ascribed this truth only to Jesus alone. This truth of our divine oneness is our key, our identity. When you realize and recognize and become aware that I am divine, then you can begin to experience and express the good that you desire to be. You've got the power to produce. You can, listen, you create your world every day through your words. When you speak poverty, you will experience poverty. When you say things like, I'm living on a fixed income, then your income just got fixed. When you say, I am on a limited income, and then your limitation, that limitation, you just limit your income. You follow? You see how we've been so conditioned to think, to talk, and the worst thing of all is to think it's okay. It's not okay to talk about limited income or fixed income. Mm-mm. Not when you have the awareness, not when you have the consciousness that the Lord, the infinite God, the good, is my shepherd. There is no lack with me, for there is no lack with God. Can you say that? I dare you to say that. There is no lack with me, for there is no lack with God. It matters not what your pocketbook or your bank account says. You've got to walk and look not at things which are seen. As a spiritual divine being, I do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. That bank account, that overdrawn bank account, or that bank account, or that checking account that has no money in it, that's not the truth of you. Only if you make it now, you can make it the truth of you. But that's not the truth of you. The truth of you is that there is infinite abundant supply, overflowing and ever-flowing money. And listen to this, beautiful beings, as I speak to you today. Ah. Whew. My goodness, this is so good. Organized religion and false, misinformed teachers and preachers and theologians have told us and made us to believe you are so unworthy. You are not deserving. And some people even prayed that prayer. Lord, you know I'm so unworthy. Lord, you know I'm so undeserving. Get. Oh, boy. Listen, anything that you believe that you are not worthy of or you are undeserving of, you will never have it. You will never experience it. And this is why my mission is to get your consciousness out of that lack consciousness. Get your mind out of that lack. Get your mind out of your behind of lack and want and limitation. Today, Reverend Rich brings you good news to light your fuse. Good news you can use to use your mind. Listen. The television uses your mind. The television tells you the vision. That's why so many people are sick. You watch. You listen to all of the all commercials that on television, and you're watching a good program, and then they go to commercial, and then all these sickness, and then the side effects is worse. The side effects of the so-called remedy pill that they're recommending is worse than whatever you had before. But you see, that's a way of programming you. That's what it means. It means to tell the vision. Tell the vision. Vision, that's what television means. It means tell the vision. You tell the masses the vision and you control them. Oh, that's another subject, another time. Let's get back to this word today. And so, but it's all part of it though. You see, I've got to touch it because you've got to control your mind, because if you don't control your mind, someone else will control your mind. And you're not going to like, it's not going to be good when another controls your mind. And so get your mind, get in your mind, you've got to decide. I love it. It says, in this ancient truth that tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everything begins in the mind. Lack begins in the mind. Prosperity begins in the mind. Sickness begins in the mind. Good health begins in the mind. Whatever you think, whatever you need, whatever you desire, it begins in the mind. That's why it's so important to get you to have, you know, people talk about righteous living or whatever. Righteous living means right thinking. Right thinking. Thinking right. And the good news Reverend Rich brings you today is that you are worthy. You are deserving. Not only are you worthy, not only are you deserving. The truth is, dear one, good health, love, peace, joy, success, prosperity, overflowing and ever-flowing money is your divine right, is your divine entitlement, is your divine inheritance. So you deserve to be rich. Say it, I deserve to be rich. Say, I deserve to be successful. Say, I deserve to be prosperous. Yes, you do. When you, on an individual level, grasp this truth of this wonderful reality of your spiritual divinity identity, you will rid your consciousness, you will rid your mind and your behind of all unworthiness and of all undeserving thoughts, notions. You will stop praying false humility prayer, such as, Lord, you know that I am so unworthy and I'm of your blessing. I'm so undeserving. Listen, the day of I'm so unworthy and so undeserving praying are over. It's time that you recognize who you really are and whose you really are. This is a day of acceptance. Accept the truth of who you are. This is the day of expressing, of enjoying all the good right here and right now. I want you to voice this affirmation out loud. Right here and right now, I accept my good. I express my good. And I enjoy my good. I enjoy good health. I enjoy happiness. I enjoy peace. I enjoy love. I enjoy success. I enjoy prosperity. And I enjoy financial fulfillment. Yes, you do. Listen, dear one, you can have everything because it's all yours. It's all yours, darling. It's all yours, sir. And this is the day that you can start lifting up your mind from those ideas, from those concepts on negative thinking of not being good enough or being worthy enough. Because listen, money hears that. Listen, money is like a beautiful woman. You got to be nice to her. You got to talk nice to money. When you say things like money is nasty or money is dirty or money is filthy, money will stay the hell away from you. Yes, it will. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why some of you are experiencing lack of money. And like the man told me, Reverend Rich, I can't hold no money and I can't get no money to hold. Well, again, you talk that, you say that because you bought into that stuff that there's not enough, okay? So today's money and prosperity truth presentation is, I hope it's awakening you now and helping you to expand your consciousness of your true spiritual divinity identity, because that has to happen first so that you can begin to explore and experience and enjoy what's coming after that. And so I've got to help rid your consciousness of all that negative stuff that we've been conditioned and taught from a baby in our mother's womb and growing up in families and growing up in society and going to religious churches or whatever and being taught this stuff that, you know, you shouldn't ever desire to be rich because if you're rich, rich is evil. Rich people are evil. Listen, I've met more poor people, more evil than rich people. So don't give me that nonsense. So with and through this enlightened awareness and consciousness, your mind will be liberated of all the negative beliefs and free you, and you'll be free from religious and worldly stinking thinking. That's what Reverend Rich calls it. Those negative stinking thinking, such as low self-esteem, no self-esteem, self-hatred, self-depreciation, self-rejection, self-hatred, inferiority complex, fear and weakness, lack and limitation. When a mind grasps the truth of this reality, of your true spiritual divinity identity, when the mind recognizes and realizes whose and who and what we really are, this awareness will birth and bring forth positive self-awareness, positive self-acceptance, positive self-appreciation, positive self-esteem, positive self-image, and positive self-love. So get it. Let me ask you, how do you define money? How do you define prosperity? Because you, listen, your definition of these terms, money and prosperity, is very, very important because it really represents your psyche, your belief about these two ideas, these two subjects of money and prosperity. What is money to you? What is prosperity to you? No one can define it to you or for you. You've got to define. That's why when I speak of prosperity and money, I know what I'm talking about for me. That is why every one of us have got to come, be and define what money is to you. It is imperative that you define money and prosperity to you on a personal level. Because your personal definition of prosperity, your personal definition about money determines how little or how much prosperity and money will be manifested, demonstrated, and expressed in and through your experience. This provocative truth will help you understand why you have and why you don't presently have. Now, logic dictates that in order for two or more persons to communicate intelligently, it is necessary that the subject matter be defined. So, let me listen to this definition. I'll give you some stuff. Money. There are three levels of money. The first level of money, we're defining money. The first level of money is the material level. Now, most people are on this level. That's a material level where you are. That's like the lowest level, really. Most people are on this level, as I said, and some never think of money any higher than the material level. The coin of the realm, the currency, the dollar, the cents, and the pennies and pounds, peso, euro, yen, all those things. Those are the money of your realm, whatever realm that you are listening to me from. But this is really the lowest level, as I said earlier. This is the lowest level of money. Make no mistake, I'm not knocking cash money because we all know money on this level. And then there's a psychological, the second aspect of money definition. The psychological level. Money is a psychic entity. This is why we need to think right about money, believe right about money, feel right about money, and speak right about money. Let me repeat that. You've got to think right about money, believe right about money, feel right about money, and speak right about money, and money will come right to you. Oh, yes, I believe it. Okay? Because money is a psychic energy. And we should never speak ill of money. We should never insult money. We should never say anything negative about money. Because money hears you and money will stay the hell away from you. One reason I believe many are broke, busted, and disgusted is because they speak ill of money. They speak ill of money, and we'll deal with that more in depth at another time. And then the third level of money is this, the spiritual level. The highest level of money. This spiritual level is the highest level of money. This is where all of us need to rise to the highest level of money. This is the spiritual level. It is that level where you come to the knowledge, where you come to the realization, where you come to the awareness that, get ready for this, darling, get ready for this, sir, that I am money. Woo! What? Yes, I am money. Go ahead, a voice, affirm that. I am money. From this present moment, make a conscious effort to deal with money from the spiritual level, from the highest level. This true teaching is not an intellectual exercise. It is an exercise in consciousness. As the mind begins to deal with money from a spiritual and from a psychic level, you'll begin to attain and maintain overflowing and ever-flowing money in and through your experience. I've got to say that again. Ah, that's so good. That came right out of spirit. Whew. Here, let me say it again. As your mind, begin to deal with money from a spiritual level and from a psychic level, you will begin to obtain money. You will begin to attain money. You will begin to maintain overflowing and ever flowing cash money in and through your experience. Ladies and gentlemen, it is imperative that we exercise our money consciousness. So what is money? Money is the love energy of thinking, believing, saying, and feeling that I am. Money is the acquisition. Money is that which acquires. Money is the acquiring energy of the mind. We have been conditioned to limit money to just cash money, to just dollars, just cents, or whatever the coin of the ram is where you are from. Make no mistake, I'm not knocking or downplaying cash, but we need to expand our consciousness. When it comes to money. Money is much more than just cash money. Money is the acquiring. I love this. Get this, get a hold of this. Money is the acquiring power of the mind. Money is the acquiring power of my mind. Personalizes. Say it in the first person. Money is the acquiring power of my mind. Your power to be, your power to do, and your power to have, your power to acquire is energy. Energy. It's been so much fun. In a few minutes, I got to run. Let me get this. Money is the acquiring power of the mind, of your mind. Your power to be, your power to do, and your power to acquire is really the infinite loving energy of the presence and power of God in you. The mind, your mind, is the vortex of all acquiring energy. This is what the Master Jesus the Christ says. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, to her, to the one who believes. All things are possible to the one who believes. I'd like to give you my phone number off air. My number is 877-789-7424, 702-577-6777. You can talk to Reverend Rich. Follow me on Facebook. Go to my Facebook, Reverend Rich Live on Facebook, and follow me there because I put all this stuff out there, and we have wonderful. There's so much good stuff, my friend. We're about ready to wrap this up for the day. It's been wonderful. I'm enjoying this. We got to do it again. Until next time, dear friend. Peace.
Oh, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
All power, all honor, worship. Yes.